Hi, everyone, and welcome to No Refund Theater's weekly podcast. This week's No Refund Theater presents Schoolgirl Figure by Wendy McLeod. It's Friday, February 27th, and Saturday, February 28th at 8 o'clock in 111 Forum. It's directed by Johanna Kirchheimer and assistant directed by Buddy Roos and Alyssa Ditko. Right with me now, I have Joe and several cast members. By several, I mean two. Why don't you guys introduce yourself?
Okay, hi, I'm Robin Koa.
Who do you play?
Renee, head bitch.
I'm Elena Mercurio. I play Janine, the head slut.
This podcast is not rated G.
Neither is the show, so...
It's a good preview.
It's a good preview, exactly. If you're offended by this, don't come.
That's true.
No, don't say that.
No, if you're offended by this, come and then just leave angry.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just come.
Come and donate and then leave. That's really the goal that we're going for here. Now, speaking of offensive, what did you guys think of South Park last week?
Hilarious.
Oh, it was so funny.
I really liked it.
And I'm such a South Park fan, too.
So funny. I had never seen an episode before, but now I kind of want to see everyone.
Yeah. Do it. And it's... Maybe they have it on DVD.
I think they're online for free. Anywho.
Yeah, actually, South Park is online for free.
Really?
Moving on. We have two of your cast here. I assume you have a bigger cast than two. Who else is in your show, Joe?
We also have Melissa Zabel. She is playing opposite of Robin. We have Aiden Davis, who is the man candy. And then the
is that a technical term? Man candy is a technical term?
I think the technical term was, what is it, tacky little trophy?
Yes.
Is it?
Tacky little statuette.
Yes. So he's the little statuette. Nicole Arias plays the cookie girl. And Katie Carrero plays the mother and the drama teacher. And our tribunal is made of Erin Lane, Ellie Maney, and Kristen Buckley.
Tribunal? Does someone go on trial?
Sort of. They are the dead girls who haunt the living girls.
Oh. So,
No, they really are dead.
They're the really good anorexics.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, I guess that goes into the next point. This show is about eating disorders, anorexia and bulimia, or just one, or both, okay. It's also being put up during Eating Disorder Awareness Week, or National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. If you want to talk more about that, if there's any programs you're linked with on campus to sort of bring in more people, get the word out in the streets?
Yeah, we're actually putting this on in conjunction with the Women's Studies program, because eating disorders are an extremely common thing, and even if you don't know, you probably do know someone who is suffering from one, and all three of the girls in the show who are living have three different eating disorders. One is anorexic, one is bulimic, and one is a compulsive exerciser, so she's sort of both. Mm-hmm. And they all are struggling in different ways with their eating disorder. And it's interesting to see how they interact with each other and themselves.
And how competitive we manage to be despite the different
variations.
We are very competitive.
So we
judge each other's disorders.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We all think ours is the best one.
No.
Your disorder is the best.
Robin thinks hers is the best.
I think my everything's
the
best.
Well, that's true. Patty doesn't count.
So wait, Robin, what does your character have?
She's anorexic.
She's anorexic.
She's the true anorexic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I pride myself on being the only true anorexic in the show.
And Elena?
I am the exercise nut.
The exercise nut.
Yes.
And I didn't know that was actually a form of, I guess, eating disorder, but... I guess that makes sense. Like the sort of compulsive need to
exercise,
work off more than
everything,
even
your head.
Who is the other living character, and what is their disorder?
Melissa Zabel. She plays Patty, and she is a bulimic.
Oh wow! So, if for people who aren't familiar with eating disorders, this is sort of a crash course. Isn't the word I want to use?
That's a word that will work, though.
Let's learn about that. Well, speaking of that. You said this is a comedy. This is a dark comedy.
It is.
How can you do a comedy about eating disorders?
It's actually... the writer, Wendy, does a very good job of taking such a dark subject and making it funny in the way that the characters interact with each other. And although some parts of the play are extremely dark, like there are, one spot is a funeral. You were at the funeral of a girl who died of anorexia. She literally starved to death. And there's still comical parts because as these girls are competing with each other for the Bradley, which is the man candy, they're like judging each other on how they're not doing their eating disorder right. And it's,
Jesus.
It's dark, but it's really funny.
Trust me. It's so over the top that it's funny.
Exactly.
Okay, but is there a serious message at the end of the day, maybe?
Yes.
Yes.
There is a message, and we hope people will get something from it, but I can't
especially
help.
Linked with the
we can't spoil.
National Eating Disorder Week. Well, Robin and Elena, what did you think when you were cast in this show? They're like, oh, I got in the show about eating disorders.
I had to stop eating Taco Bell. No, that's not true.
I definitely didn't. Ben and Jerry's is my best friend.
We in no way stopped eating for the show.
It's actually every practice that we've had, everyone has eaten at, which is really interesting.
No, you're combating the problem. Yeah. You're getting in there and fighting it.
Don't come expecting to see actual anorexic people.
Oh, God, no.
But we are all very incredibly good-looking.
There you go.
We are a very, very good-looking cast.
Those out there in podcast land, you can't see them right now. I feel I can vouch for this.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark.
About your costume.
Mark is also very pretty.
Taking it with my opinion.
If you want to hear about our costume.
If you'd like to go into that now.
Robin.
Oh, me? Okay, well, it's called Schoolgirl Figure, so...
Hint.
Clearly just some sort of, like... conservative, like, nun habit,
right? Oh, yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. Except not. So we have, you know, the plaid skirt, schoolgirl uniform, except that, I mean, we managed to make it our own, as many girls who are forced to wear uniforms do. And the dead girls have their own version that, you know, they get to wear their, I don't know, slutted up version.
Is it sluttier than ours?
A little bit. And because they don't have to go to school, so they don't, you know, they get to wear whatever they want.
They compete over who's doing the disorder the best. Do they compete over who has the shortest skirt?
The actual phrase from the play is, she who bones him owns him. So they're all rushing to have sex with the Bradley first.
Yeah, he doesn't need to fall in love with us, but he does need to get into bed with us.
Heard it here first, everyone out there. She who bones him owns him. Speaking of such, who is the appropriate audience for this show?
Guys.
Anyone who likes to laugh. Anyone, really. Like, it's a comedy.
No, I think so. And not kids.
Girls will get something out of it. Guys will get something out of it. People who are going through eating disorders will get something out of it. If you know someone... You will learn something without trying to learn something. So it's better than going to class.
Yeah, and it's a good humor. I was excited when I got cast in this. This was my first choice because it's witty and sarcastic humor. It's not, you know, like slapstick comedy, although we do have a little bit of that. We have a little bit of physical comedy. But the witticisms are good, and there's a lot of wordplay, and it's just funny.
That's good. I think it's very clever, actually. That's why I was really excited to be in this, too. It was my first choice as well.
For being such a dark play. And have during the course of it, have either of you, I assume you've learned more about eating disorders. Have you, like, corrected any, like, misconceptions you had previously?
That's a good question.
I mean, it is kind of over the top, and it does kind of suggest that, I don't know, where people with eating disorders are bitchier than they are, but I mean, I think it kind of exposes, like, what a big deal it is and how prominent it is, really. Like, you know, what you hear these girls saying, you hear your friends saying all the time, you know, I can't eat ketchup, there's 15 calories in every teaspoon. And it's like, you know, I hear people...
There
yes.
is.
Oh. you know, you kind of hear girls second-guessing what they're eating all the time, and they don't even think, oh, well, this is disordered eating. But yeah, if you have to think about what you're putting in your mouth, and if you have to think about what you're eating, then, you know, it is disordered. If you change what you're eating because of calories or sugar or anything, then it is disordered. It's not you just eating because you're hungry.
Oh, so... Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess I've learned something now. So it's not just... There's not just a stark line between normal and disorder. There's a gradual slope from, like, anywhere if you're sort of altering your thinking because of calories or so on and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be anorexic to have disordered eating.
This also, the show does do a good job of pointing out how much this consumes some people. Like, how much thought and energy and effort.
Is there a pun there? Can I... What? How much it consumes people. I guess that was an example
You're
of
quick.
The humor
I definitely
in the play.
Did not notice that.
No. have you, in the course of rehearsing and learning more about the topic, have you come across any challenges with putting on such a... well, you said it's a dark comedy, as you mentioned, but with such a serious topic, there's a certain, like, I guess, gravitas?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh. I know.
Well, there is a certain way you have to approach it,
mm-hmm.
because you can't make everything over-the-top funny, because it is a dark show, and you do have to realize that there are so many people going through this, and you do have to think of it that way, so you're trying to make it funny without making a joke of it.
Which, I completely agree.
That was a more difficult part of doing the show.
Entertaining without making fun.
Exactly. It's a fine line. Like, we have to respect it, but still make it fun.
Anyway, we still have the one token character who's still questioning everything. She's still saying, yeah, that's Patty, still saying, well, why do you have to count all the calories? Why are you doing this? Why are you obsessed with that? You're hungry. Just eat it.
Mm.
And that kind of, you know, it just kind of shows that, you know, people with eating disorders don't necessarily, like, control it, you know? And maybe they just need somebody there to question them.
Wow, that's a... Will refreshments be served during intermission?
Yes.
Yes, they will.
As always.
All right. So, I think that sort of covers the whole gist of it, the whole broad thing. Now I'm going to give you guys, if you're familiar with my podcasts, or at least the ones I've been heading up, I give all the interviewees about 30 seconds to... boil down the show to an essence and convince us to come see the show. So you guys ready?
I've got the pressure.
Kind of pressure. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go for it.
You get to see Elena and I in our underwear.
I guess that is good incentive.
They do rip off each other's clothes, which was their own idea. But there is something for everyone. There's serious parts if you like dramas. There's funny parts if you like comedies. There's jokes for boys. There's jokes for girls.
10 seconds.
Everyone would love it.
10 seconds.
Thanks.
Way to cut me off when I'm on a roll, Mark's list.
I was supposed to...
Keep going, Joe.
If you like witty, clever comedy... Then come.
If you don't like witty, clever comedy, come and you might start to.
Yeah, we'll convince you to. We'll convert you.
And if for no other reason, there's hot girls in short skirts.
Yes.
Well, that does it for me, personally. I mean, artistically, that's what... I'm sure that's what all the male constituency of listeners...
And for once, Elena's not playing a small child.
That is true. It's my breakout role.
You heard it here first. Wow, so we're reaching new territory.
Yes.
On several frontiers here. So this is No Refund Theater Presents Schoolgirl Figure, Friday, February 27th and Saturday, February 28th, both nights at 8 o'clock in 111 Forum. Check back next week with the NRT Podcast for Wait Until Dark. It'll be in 102 Forum at 9 o'clock on Wednesday and 8 o'clock on Thursday. That's March 4th and March 5th, respectively. And after spring break, be sure to check out Neil Simon's Rumors, a great start to the second half of the NRT spring season, and keep listening for other shows.
Like Nickelodeon.
And the Philadelphia Story.
Oh, that's true. We have two actors from here. So yeah, keep checking back every week. Once again, this is Schoolgirl Figure, Friday, February 27th, Saturday, February 28th at 8 o'clock on 111 Forum. Thank you guys so much for coming out and... hopefully getting people to come see the show.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
I hope so.
Thank you,
Mark.